how was it that you came to work at Fielding & Platt? You said you went to Central to start with. What was the process from going to Central to starting at Fielding's?
Well, when it was due to leave the school, to go into certain jobs, people from Fielding & Platt came to interview us at the Central School. And that's where we were given the opportunity for apprenticeships if we were accepted. So that's why I came to go there.
And we were saying earlier about how Fielding sort of earmarked the Central School as a place where they got a lot of their apprentices from. Can you just talk to us about why that might have been the case?
I would think, funnily enough, Fielding usually came to the Central School first of all. I think it was because some of the technical work we done actually in the school. In about our third year at Central, we went into a technical stream. And by doing that kind of work, Fieldings came to Central to pick up some of the lads to start apprenticeships.
Do you remember what the interview like comprised when Fieldings came to Central?
Well, I think it was basic. Basically, I think they asked us a few mathematical questions, basic engineering questions, because we had operated very small lathes in workshops at Central School. So we were going into a bigger function at Fieldings when we started the apprenticeship. So that was the kind of things they asked us.
So you obviously did well in the interview and were accepted. Did any other lads from Central go with you from your year?
Yes, I believe there was about three or four of us. One I remember well, Ron Yardley, a chap by the name of Bullock, another chap who actually, I think, wasn't from Central School, but a Neil Dickinson, a smart cricketer in his day, a Tony Allen, who I was very friendly with. That's three or four of us anyway.
And was it the first time you'd seen the Fielding & Platt works then?
No, we had been round one or two works through the school. One was Fielding & Platt, another one I think we went to Barron's Foundry. We also went to the electric company that was on the Oxleys in those days, the power station. So we have visited one or two places of the same description.
And how was Fielding & Platt different to any other places that you've been to?
Well, this was basic engineering, as far as we were concerned, to work with our hands, also work with the brain. I originally wanted to be a draftsman. That was my first intention. I was keen on machine drawing. But I finished up and liked the workshop even better, so I stayed there.
And how did you feel when you first saw the scale of the machinery at Fieldings? What were your impressions? How did they smell? What did they sound like?
Well, the smell is one thing, because you get the smell of machine oil, which is one thing you'll never forget. And apart from that, when you were at the machines, you always smelled of it yourself when you came home. To see the machinery, it was a sight for sore eyes, because they were massive, the machinery. Some of the lathes, one lathe over 20-odd foot long, when we were used to using small things, like a small sewing machine type thing. Massive planers and all this kind of thing. It was really huge.